From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The National Young Farmers Coalition applauded introduction of the Next Generation of Agriculture Act by Senators Heidi Heitkamp and Susan Collins. The act that comes while Congress writes the next farm bill would address key barriers to entry for young producers, including access to farmland, training, and federal programs. U.S. farmers over the age of 65 now outnumber farmers under 35 by a margin of 6-1. The U.S. Trade Representative is talking to the European Union to ask for creating market access barriers for American-made goods that use common names like Parmesan and Feta. According to AgriPulse, the 2018 Special 301 report identified the use of geographical indications like Fontina, Gorgonzola, Asiago, and Feta as one of the major market challenges facing U.S. producers in Europe. In some markets, non-EU producers may only sell their products as like, kind, style, or imitation, and in other markets may not use those descriptions either. The European Union is preparing to allow in more tariff-free U.S. beef in an attempt to avoid a trade war. AgriMarketing.com reports the move comes with high-level diplomatic missions from French President Macron and German Chancellor Merkel in Washington, D.C. last week, as both try to keep President Trump from slapping tariffs on Europe's steel and aluminum producers. An EU concession on beef could go a long way toward appeasing Trump, who has made it clear that Europe has unacceptable trade barriers.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.